You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is tale. A tale is a story often involving magical or exciting events. 传说故事 Here is an example. She was like a princess in the fairy tale. 她就像童话故事里的公主。今天我们要说的这个爱情故事里也住着一位公主。It is the love story of Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan. 脸书的 CEO 大家应该都听说过。We talked about him and his newborn daughter Max in the last episode. Today, we are going to tell you the love story of him and his wife, Priscilla Chan. 那是2003年的一个晚上。Mark Zuckerberg was just a college student at Harvard. He went to a party with his friends. 喝了几杯之后 ,Mark 准备去洗手间。在排队等着进去的时候,就在这个时候He met a lovely and beautiful girl called Priscilla Chan. And soon, these two students at Harvard started dating each other. After some time, Mark took another big decision of his life. He dropped out to run his company, then titled the Facebook.
扎克伯格是个工作狂，常常忘记跟 Priscilla 联系。后来，扎克伯格和他的公司都常住在加利福尼亚。Priscilla 也离开哈佛，跟着他到加利福尼亚大学继续学习。
Priscilla always stood by him. They fell in love when Zuckerberg was nothing but a college student, and they're still in love now that he has become a multi-billionaire.
其实 Zuckerberg 在我们眼中是一个坐拥亿万美元的青年才俊，但是在 Priscilla 眼中
，He was just my boyfriend.
Priscilla 是一个成长在普通甚至不太富裕的华裔家庭的女孩。
Her parents immigrated to the United States in refugee boats. Her mother worked two jobs during her entire childhood. She was the first in her family to go to college.
她像所有女朋友一样给 Mark 定了规矩。
A minimum of 100 minutes of alone time.
每天至少100分钟的独处时间。
At least one date night every week.
每周至少一次约会时间。过了一段时间之后 ,Mark 像所有沉浸在爱情中的男孩子一样,在自己的 Facebook 主页上兴奋地写道
,Priscilla Chan is moving in this weekend.
到了2012年 ,Priscilla 从医学院毕业了。他们在家里开了 party, 庆祝她的毕业。但所有人都没想到
,In the presence of 100 guests,Mark announced it as the day of their wedding. Mark presented a simple ruby wedding ring to his love, which he had personally designed for her.
两个人就这样结婚了。没有大张旗鼓的宣传，没有奢华繁琐的布置，没有轰动半个富豪圈的宾客。就这样简简单单，干干净净，幸幸福福的两个人在一起了。现在还有了一个可爱的女儿 ,Max.
Ann Landers says,Love is friendship that has caught fire. It is quiet understanding, mutual confidence, sharing and forgiving. It is loyalty through good and bad times.
希望我亲爱的听众们，你们都能找到属于自己的幸福，与相爱的人相依相守，白头偕老。
By the way, you can find more quotes about love on our WeChat. Search for AU English A.Y.O. English. See you next time.